Good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Tuesday, September the 11th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.net or eaglesup.com. Well, they got downright giddy on Wall Street again today with, expectations that the Fed's going to cut rates. Wall Street was enthusiastic, I guess, about Mr. Bernanke's speech. He is over in Germany, I believe, meeting with the German chancellor, trying to figure out whether or not we have a banking crisis. But anyway, he said soothing words for the folks on Wall Street. They interpreted what he said as looks like the Fed's going to cut rates next week. So the Dow closed up 180 points. Optimism springs eternal. Dow closed at 13,308. Maybe it's last hurrah. NASDAQ up 38 points at 2,597. S&P 500 up 19 at 1,471. As we mentioned, AP is reporting that Wall Street rose sharply today as investors grew more confident that the Federal Reserve will lower interest rates next week, even after its chairman gave no clues about the central bank's intentions. Uh-oh. Well, needless to say, that spurred gold. Gold soared. I love saying that. Gold soared up $8.90 at the close to end the day at $712.60. Gold actually had a high of $714, had a low of $702. Silver up 10 cents at $1,272. Platinum up $8 at $1,304. Palladium not participating. Currently in Asian trading, gold off 10 cents at $712.50, silver up 4 cents at $12.71. Crude oil up 74 cents a barrel, $78.23 a barrel. U.S. dollar index weaker by 16 basis points to close at 79.65. We'll have a lot more when we return.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
I'd have to make an apology. Well, even I get it wrong sometimes. Yesterday on the show, I was criticizing Chester Crocker. Well, Chester Crocker is an ambassador to Southern Africa. But the Crocker that's giving testimony with General Petraeus is Ryan Crocker. I'm not sure if they related, but they are both U.S. ambassadors. So every now and again, you have to be very careful when you start criticizing someone. You go, ah, Crocker, that name rings a bell. Where do I know that name from? Well, yesterday I got it wrong. It was the wrong Crocker. Chester Crocker is, as we said, U.S. ambassador for Africa. And Ryan Crocker is U.S. ambassador for Iraq. Yeah, doesn't make much sense. Anyway, gold rose to its highest level since May 2006. Silver climbed as the dollar traded near a record low against the euro, boosting the appeal of the precious metal as an alternative investment. Gets no respect, gold. Just doesn't get any respect. According to StreetTrax Gold Trust, the exchange-traded fund, which is backed by bullion, says it is now sitting at a record 559 metric tons. You have a lot of fresh buying coming into gold, said Walter Oscott, a broker at the Dallas Commodity Company in Dallas. It's the weakening dollar. The Fed might be forced to lower interest rates, and you could see a big run-up in gold prices. According to Matt Zeman, a trader at LaSalle Futures Group in Chicago, he says the dollar will be the biggest contributor to gold's next leg higher. The U.S. is going to have to cut rates while the European Central Banks hold rates steady. This will obviously be a negative for the dollar. Other comments about the noble metal come from our friends in Australia. Apparently, a Australian mining company called Newcrest Mining Limited said yesterday it's going to sell $2 billion Australian dollars worth of stock to eliminate hedges used to protect against declines in the gold price. Prior to the announcement, Newcrest pre-bought 2.25 million ounces, helping fuel gold prices in recent days, according to John Hill, an analyst at Citigroup in San Francisco. Each 3.2 million ounces of hedge cancellations adds about $10 to the price of an ounce of gold, Hill said. So here we have another mining company eliminating its hedge book. In large part, if we think back just, when was it, 2 months, maybe 3 months ago now, time's a hard thing as you get older, you can't figure it out. But we had Newmont Mining and Barrick both announcing elimination of their hedge books. And and the importance of that was stressed on the show because, quite simply, here you had two of the biggest mining operations on the planet deciding within a month of each other that, you know, we better get rid of these hedge books, otherwise we're going to get hurt really badly. I mean, what's the point of delivering, digging gold out of the ground when the spot price is above $700, but you've already pre-sold what you're going to deliver for around $500? Not good for the shareholders. And so subsequently, that, in my opinion, more than likely was the turning point that we saw in gold, was when all these major mining companies all decided, within a short period of time between each other, to eliminate their hedge books, because obviously they knew the price of gold was going higher. The writing was on the wall about where the dollar was headed. This is not only an economical issue. This is also an issue of great importance that a lot of people are failing to comprehend, and that the foreign policy objectives of the United States since Bush came into office has done more to harm the image, the brand called America, than anything else. I mean, it's even the other day I was making the analogy with Coca-Cola. I mean, here you had a brand that was worldwide recognized, and then some bright spark came along and decided to change the formula. Coke still hasn't recovered from that. It devastated the brand name. And unfortunately, America, and you can add the Republican Party to it, its brand name has now been decimated. Will it ever recover? I don't know. Everything will recover in time, but when we think of who may be the next president of the United States, one has to start questioning whether this brand will be able to survive. But here you had a situation where America was, by and large, for many years, the safe haven. When any events happened anywhere around the world, of whether it was military actions or just whatever the case may be, there was always a flight to the United States, because the United States was always seen as a safe haven, no matter what it was. But in these last 6 years, the United States not only is no longer viewed as a safe haven, but it is viewed as hostile to business. Foreigners don't want to do business in the United States. First of all, coming to America is a pain in the butt. Business people don't like being harassed at the airports, having to go through finger scanners and background checks, and then maybe denied access to the United States because of some association they had in the past. Business people now would rather meet in Asia or South America or Europe. United States is suffering from, don't even talk about the tourism industry. The Department of Tourism is beside itself trying to figure out how they're going to reinvigorate the tourist industry. And so you are dealing with a much bigger picture. And so, as we've been told many times, in order for us to finance our consumerism and our desire to have stuff, we have to attract $2 billion a day of foreign capital into the U.S. just to pay the interest on the national debt. I don't know what the inflow of foreign capital into the United States is, but I can guarantee you it ain't $2 billion a day any longer. That number is dramatically declining. So we are dealing with not only an image problem, We are dealing with a morality problem, which is an unfortunate thing to say. But obviously this also affects, more importantly, the financial equations. And so we are faced with this dilemma of how to turn the good ship USS America around. And unfortunately, unless we have a president of the stature of Ron Paul, I can't see anything good coming in the next decade. I mean, Lord forbid we have President Hillary Rodham Clinton. One thing I have to say during the Clinton administration, and the reason why the world was more accepting of America, is because Bill Clinton was running around the world apologizing for, in large part in Africa, he was apologizing for slavery in America. But foreigners saw that as a humble U.S. foreign policy. As George Bush said, that's what he ran on. That was part of his presidency. I mean, the reason why a lot of people voted for George Bush in the first place, because he said America would have a humble foreign policy and America would not be in the business of nation building. Well, when those two promises went out the window, America lost a lot of its prestige and it lost a lot of its goodwill that had been generated for many years. So, unfortunately, I have to say that what I see coming down the pike is not only a continuation of a weakness of the dollar, but we will see a continuing flight out of U.S. assets and out of the United States just because of the policies instituted by this administration. In order to make you safer, in order to protect you from the boogeyman, what this administration has done, it's butchered the goose that laid the golden egg. Not only did they butcher the goose, they plucked it and they fried it. We'll be back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The clothes that become my skin, see a lie that burns within my meeting.
Welcome back, my friends, on the Tuesday edition of The Flip Side. Once again, this Bob Chapman special for this Tuesday, MS-61 certified $10 liberties at $459 a piece. You get 10 or more, you get a free subscription to the International Forecaster. You can call us at 1-800-691-7898. Expect food prices to increase by 30% by between now and December once again. And this is not only food prices increasing in the United States by 30%. It's pretty much worldwide. And in large part, once again, why? Because of the insane policies of this administration with this desire to find an alternative to, to oil. And so they come up with ethanol. And so they are now, everybody now is a corn farmer. Guys that used to grow all kinds of stuff have uprooted that. They're now growing corn. Why? Well, there's a lot of government subsidies in the corn business. And ever since the president announced a move to ethanol, basically what you've had is you've had substantial increases in the price of corn. And ultimately, you increase the price of corn, you increase the price of everything. Everything along the way. Corn, you got feed for cattle has gone up. Subsequently, you get beef prices going up. And unfortunately, corn is a staple of many third world countries and the poor people, especially in Mexico. Obviously, the price of tortillas is skyrocketing. So this is, once again, it's just another example of no thought process from anybody in this administration to the consequences of their actions. It's the same with Michael Chertoff, the Department of Homeland Security, trying to make America safer by requiring, obviously, all these background checks on all these alleged boogeymen that are trying to get into America. It's funny. We have all these security precautions at the at ports of entry, but if you want to just walk across the border from Mexico into the United States, welcome aboard. All you got to deal with is the heat. Bring lots of water, you'll make it through. And so they are stopping at the borders. They are stopping people who want to come to America to conduct business and be friends with America. But no, we now have passenger lists and we have no fly lists. Now they are demanding that airliners in Europe have a computer system matched up with the United States so they can screen all these passengers. And where do they get all this information from? For goodness sake, Teddy Kennedy was on the no-fly list. I know why Teddy Kennedy was on the no-fly list, because he is a terrorist, kind of, sort of, with his connections with the IRA. So he must probably found, he was most probably put on the list for that connection. But you see how stupid this whole thing is? And here you've got Michael Chertoff running around the country now demanding that everybody have a national ID card. Not only a national ID card for you and me, but a national ID card for everybody visiting the United States. Someone that wants just to fly into America, do a business deal, sign the paper, and go back home ain't going to do it. Raising capital, doing deals is all going to, it's just the thought processes of these people that's driving me nuts. It's just like this whole war. Oh yeah, we're going to go to Baghdad, we're going to kick butt, we're going to overthrow Saddam Hussein, people are going to throw flowers at us and going to hail us as liberators, we're going to set free 50 million people. And didn't quite work out that way, did it? Nobody gave any thought to anything. What are you going to do with a country the size? It's imagine, just imagine to yourself a state the size of California, and someone decides that we're going to eliminate all police officers in the state of California. Can you imagine the mayhem that would have been caused? If any of you have had any experience of living in Los Angeles, I will take you back to the Rodney King riots in the early 90s. I mean, unless you lived there, you didn't understand how paranoid that whole city was. I remember driving on the 405 freeway. Convoy of National Guard troops. People actually were pulling off the road, getting out of their cars, and applauding the National Guard. Reminded of Henry Kissinger saying not that many years ago, there will come a time in America when Americans will stand on the road and applaud the blue helmets coming down. But the point is, I mean, just think about anybody in their right minds who will say, okay, let's disband all the police. I mean, we'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, P.A. 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Welcome back, my friends. Well, I could say a lot of things about the last 2 days watching General Petraeus. And first of all, straight off the bat, let me say I have complete disdain for military generals. I do not like military brass in any way, shape, or form. And if there's one thing, and this is just a rant on my part, I've got to get something off my chest. The thing that bugs me more than anything else is how politicians will fawn over military personnel. The constant statements of, well, you're a great American. Oh, that drives me nuts. It's a Sean Hannity thing. You're a great American, John. Oh, man. And then they tell all these generals what great people they are, sacrificing for your country. General Petraeus, he's the general. He's in charge of the whole thing. This man never saw enemy combat until he got to Iraq. And then do you think he actually even fired a shot? Do you think a shot was actually fired at him in anger? He has absolutely no clue what the grunts are going through. And this is not just being picking on Petraeus. This goes for generals in no matter what army, no matter where in the world they are. They're a worthless bunch of human waste. The only general I'd have any faith in is if I knew, like Patton. At least Patton saw action. At least Patton understood what it's like to face an enemy. These guys have no clue. This guy went to the Woodrow Wilson School. That's where he got his PhD. He's a socialist by his makeup of his politics. You know, one of the things And I guess this obviously all changed after Vietnam. There was a mind change when America went to the all-voluntary army. When you are in a situation where you have a draft, there's a big difference between guys in the military who are drafted and guys in the military who want to make it their career in life. There is a definite difference. We used to call people who joined the military for life, we used to call them PFs. And I won't expound on what PFs mean. But anyway, there's a distinct difference between kids that are drafted and people who want to join the military as a career. There's a distinct difference. But with an all-voluntary army, now all of a sudden that whole differential has now been blurred. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not advocating a draft in any way, shape, or form, because a draft is the highest form of slavery. That means that the government can just simply take, as soon as you graduate at a high school or college, the government has dibs on you for the next how many years it wants you in the military. I mean, that is slavery in its basic definition. You're a slave to the state. But this love affair that people seem to have with the military, it comes, I don't know where it comes from. Maybe it comes from John Wayne movies or Audie Murphy movies or something completely disjointed. War is the most barbaric situation you can put why do you think they stick 19-year-old kids in these situations? Because old men don't have the guts or the courage to do what they want the kids to do. These kids are just cannon fodder. Oh yes, we're making a difference. We're killing thousands of terrorists. Well, how many kids have been plucked from farm fields in Iowa that have been stuck in this hellhole called Iraq that may or may not come back with a part of their body missing or maybe without half a brain? For what? To promote democracy? Well, it changes all the time. First it was weapons of mass destruction, then it was democracy, then it was... Who knows what it is now? Don't even know what it is now. Oh, yes, that's right, stability in the Middle East. Stability will not come to the Middle East until the Israeli question is answered. And nobody wants to touch the Israeli question. Why has the world got this animus against the United States? Because when the United States speaks, they think they are speaking out of Jerusalem.
Well, there you go on another anti-Semitic tirade.
It's got nothing to do with anti-Semitism. It's just dealing with the facts on the ground. If you want to bring stability to Iraq, try and solve the situation between the Israelis and the Palestinians. But nobody wants to touch that. And why doesn't anybody want to touch that? Well, you got to look at the influence. And these people are just... you can't hold a logical conversation with anybody if you're bringing up these kind of subjects. Anyway, I've had a rant. And we have a caller, Richard from Alabama. Hey, Richard.
Hi. Ken Burns made a really nice documentary called A Civil War. But now he's made something that I just call it awful timing. The worst timing of all. They called it the war. And it's a glorification of World War II. A glorification of all these young men, not very smart young men, dying on hillsides and dying on beaches for something. And I don't want to go into details, but really it's just awful timing, and it's just sad.
Well, I feel for the kids. I mean, I really do. I mean, I understand what these grunts are going through. And don't get me wrong, I didn't experience what they're going through in Baghdad, God forbid. And then all of a sudden you get all these people morally outraged because they kill innocent civilians over there. And now they put them up on charges. Why don't you put the general up on charges rather than worrying about the little grunt? Because all he's trying to do is protect his butt and save his buddy's butt. And you stick them in a situation. First of all, you condition them, you brainwash them into. if you listen to the media, if you listen to guys like John Podhoretz from the New York Post, and people like Michael Medved and Sean Hannity, this visceral. Today I was listening to Michael Medved, and he's got some South African guy on there by the name of Wayne Coping, who's got a new movie out called Obsession, which is just it speaks about the obsession of Islamo-fascist Nazis. This is a South African Jew, a Zionist Jew. Once again, promoting this stuff. All they're doing is simply promoting hatred. There will never be dialogue, period, because we've generated this hatred. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, this war on terror is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. It's about as asinine as the war on poverty and the war on drugs and the war on whatever else you'd like to think. Listen, whenever a government declares war on anything, let me tell you, it doesn't go away anytime soon, because so many people make so much money out of these government-sponsored wars on things. The reason why we will not solve the war on drugs is just simply because too many people are making too much money fighting the war on drugs. It's the same thing with the war on cancer. The reason we haven't found a cure for cancer is because if we did find a cure for cancer, there would be millions of people unemployed. So the people in the cancer business are going to make damn sure there's no cure for cancer, just like the people on the war on drugs are going to make damn sure the war on drugs continues. And the war on poverty, people are going to make damn sure there's still poor people out there, because there's a lot of people that make a lot of money off the poor people. And it's the same with the war on terror. Every single congressman and senator that's now out of office has got some organization set up that is selling security to the United States government. I mean, it's nuts. Anyway, sorry about that. Richard, you were saying?
I have this theory that I thought I should run by Bob Chapman. And the theory is that the UN has ambitions to create a new world currency and use oil, like in Iraq, for instance, use oil rights to monetize their new currency and let America sink into a backwards Haiti-like existence and just destroy America. And they don't need us anymore if they've got that Iraqi oil and the Uzbek oil. They don't need us.
Yeah, well, funny you should mention that, because General Petraeus, being a scholar and a graduate of the Woodrow Wilson School, that was Woodrow Wilson's claim to fame. The League of Nations was Woodrow Wilson's great socialist vision. I mean, what these colleges do, I mean, they impregnate these thoughts onto their graduates. So, look, there's no question. The UN has been trying to find something for a long time. Many years ago, they floated what was called the Tobin tax, where they would put a tax on international financial transactions, currency transactions, in order they wanted to put a 1% tax. Sure, the UN's been trying to do that for a long time, but the UN has obviously proved itself completely dysfunctional over many years, and the reason it's still there, who knows why, because it's just made up of cronies and crooks. And why the UN is still in the United States baffles my mind. It should be somewhere They should put it in Nigeria.
I think they own us. I think they really do own us.
Well,
you ever talk to a public employee about the constitutionality of codes and the source of the codes and who's writing the codes? You could trace it back to the International Monetary Fund and the American Bankers Association, which is not American.
Well,
and
sure.
The enforcement of codes is treason. Every time a cop says, oh, you violated that code.
Code.
It's treason.
I know, but you try and educate people on that. You've got what could be argued as fairly intelligent people who don't understand a single thing that Ron Paul says. They can't understand why Ron Paul wants to abolish the Federal Reserve, why Ron Paul wants to abolish the Department of Education, why he wants to abolish the Department of Homeland Security. These so-called conservative talk show hosts are outraged by Ron Paul's suggestions. Look at Bill O'Reilly the other night. Did you see Bill O'Reilly interviewing Ron Paul?
No, I missed that.
Oh, Ron was just trying to give him a little education about American history. Bill O'Reilly said, look, we don't deal with that. We're not interested in the history. Well, the question is, if you don't know where you've been, you don't know where the heck you're going.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what these people can't understand. I mean, they are looking for answers to solutions that they can't find because they can't go back in history and figure out what went wrong back then in order to us to correct it today so we don't make the same mistake again. But we are doing what is classically defined as insane policies because we keep on trying the same thing over and over again and each time expecting a different result, and it never is. It's always the same result. Anyway.
You know, Germany became the punching bag of the last century, and I think America will be the punching bag of this new century.
Well, we have an opportunity to change it. I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, I'm enthused by the support that is developing for Ron Paul. I mean, I want to be optimistic and say that hopefully I have a lot of faith in the American people.
Mm-hmm.
To see through the smoke and mirrors and the spin. Look, Ron Paul most probably is going to get a very big endorsement from Arizona pretty soon, and that's the Goldwater Foundation. This will be huge. This will cause many conservatives to have great consternation because Barry Goldwater is primarily the godfather of the conservative movement.
Isn't he dead?
Oh, yeah, long ago. Oh. But his legacy still lives on. What did he say? Extremism? Extremism in the defense
of liberty
is not a vice. I mean, you can't get it more pronounced than that. But, yeah, I mean, if Ron Paul... And Ron Paul, where he is today, I think he's in Seattle. I think he's doing a whole bunch of fundraisers in Seattle. But when you look at it, every single debate he has entered into, I mean, this is the most mind-boggling thing. Every debate he's entered into, in every single Republican debate, he has come out on top.
Mm-hmm.
And people just give, well, you know, it's those Paulites out there. No. I think people are finally starting to wake up and saying enough already. Enough of these warmongering neocons that we have out there, the General Petraeuses. You know, hey, General Petraeus, why don't you put on a backpack and put an M16 in your hand, go walk down the streets in Baghdad if you have the balls, which I doubt it does. Anyway, we'll be back. Thanks. Thanks.
God bless you.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The world today seems absolutely crackers, with nuclear bombs to blow us all sky high. There's fools and idiots sitting on the trigger. It's depressing and it's senseless, and that's why I like Chinese. I like Chinese. They only come up to your knees, yet they're always friendly and they're ready to please. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. There's 900 million of them in the world today. You'd better learn to like them, that's what I say. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. They come from a long way overseas, but they're cute and they're cuddly and they're ready to please. I like Chinese food. The waiters never are rude. Think of the many things they've done to impress. There's Maoism, Taoism, I Ching and chess. So I like Chinese. I like Chinese. I like the Chinese people too. They're Zen, they're ping pong, they're yin and yang. I like Chinese thought. The wisdom that Confucius taught. If Darwin is anything to shout about, the Chinese will survive us all without any doubt. So I like Chinese.
Welcome back, my friends. If I get
if I get another email asking me about the song, I'll scream. It's from Monty Python. And if you understand my sense of humor, you know I was greatly influenced by Monty Python. The Bob Chapman special for Tuesday, can't guarantee you this price will hold tomorrow, because who knows what tomorrow may bring. But the Bob Chapman special is MS-61, $10 Liberties. These are certified, brilliant uncirculated, sealed in hard plastic by PCGS or NGC for $459. You get 10 or more. You get a free subscription to the International Forecaster. If you already are receiving the International Forecaster, you can either give the subscription away to someone who may need it, or if you want, we'll extend your one-year subscription to 2 years. And you can give us a call here at the Republic Trading Group at 1-800-691-7898. As we leave today being September the 11th, would be really nice if we had a discussion, an honest and open discussion, on why September 11th happened. But we will never have that discussion, because we live in this world called cultural Marxism, where people are too afraid to deal with real issues. And if you are too afraid to deal with real issues, you will never find the solution to the problem. You will never, ever find the solution to the problem if you can't have an honest debate. And thank God for Ron Paul. At least Ron Paul, you know what you're getting. That's more than I can say for the fine General Petraeus and the rest of the motley crew that hangs around with him. Till tomorrow. See you. Bye.